And it is time for us to cross to Deutsche Welle in Bonn, where we chat to the amazing Isaac Mugabe. Now, of course, Germany's governing conservative parties have failed to reach a consensus so far as they try to choose between two candidates to replace Angela Merkel, who's the Chancellor, and she'll be stepping down in September this year. Merkel is stepping down after more than 15 years as the Chancellor of Germany, and that's Europe's largest economy. Now, the leading candidates to fill Merkel's shoes are Armin Laschet, I hope I pronounced that correctly, the state premier of the North Rhine, and then there's Markus Söder, who's the state premier of Bavaria, which is my favorite part of Germany, quite frankly. And then Laschet, of course, is seen as Merkel's favorite, currently leading her Christian Democratic Union, while Söder serves as the head of Bavaria's Christian Social Union. All of that, very confusing. That's why we have Isaac Mugabe. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing well, you know.
Can I ask you, very good, my friend. I'm going to ask you this. You're a dad, right? I mean, you know this because your daughter was giving you a hard time and you were telling us about it. But I don't know about you, but I happen to be a person with a tan, right? I don't know in your experience. Just take off your DW hat for me for 2 seconds. We're just having a conversation and then we'll go into this. My opinion is that a lot of us black people, right, if we can just use that term generically, feel so sorry for ourselves, and we expect handouts a lot of the time. And for me, I don't know. I find that very counterintuitive in life. I don't know what your take is on that.
Well, personally, I don't believe in handouts. And this is one thing that, one value that I instill in my kids, that they should really work hard to achieve whatever they would like to achieve in life. Because nothing, I believe nothing can stop them to achieve what they want.
Exactly.
That is the mantra here at home. Go for it and get it and bring it on.
Exactly. And if you fail, you get up and try and go and get it again.
No, I never failed in this.
Eh? What?
You said? I never failed in this, especially when I put my magic into it.
Well, exactly. Well, I'm glad you don't fail. Now, let's get into it. Someone saying now I'm generalizing. It's Jeremy's telling I'm generalizing. Now, of course, I'm generalizing because you hear it so often. Feel sorry for me, help me out. Get off your bum and try and make your own life work, man. Anyway, we can have that debate, Jeremy. But let's get into our DW news now. Of course, it is fair to say, at this stage, the Germany's ruling coalition could soon be hit by an internal crisis. Having said all we said earlier, Isaac, if they fail to agree on who should replace Merkel.
Well, first of all, Jeremy, thanks for the introduction in the confusing politics here in Germany. You've done well in introducing the topic. And will the race to succeed Angela Merkel as the chancellor candidate for Germany's biggest political bloc has come down to the two men you mentioned, who also happen to be the two most powerful state premiers in Germany. Mm. The stakes could not be higher. Whoever wins this week would likely become the favorite to be the next chancellor. But both current leaders of the two alliances that have dominated German politics since the foundation of the Republic in 1949. But now, Jeremy, a week of tense negotiations that is underway, observers are just wondering who will break rank first. And in a show of loyalty, surprisingly, each party supports its own leader as chancellor candidate. And the alliance's long-term prospects are at the moment in the balance. So we can't rule out a crisis within these two biggest blocs that have dominated Germany's politics for the last 70 years.
Wow. Okay. Listen, I'm glad I'm not the one having to make that decision, but I like Bavaria. I've been there. It's a wonderful, wonderful. I know when I was there the last time, which is probably 2016, they said the unemployment rate was under 4%. I must actually go and check out to see what it is right now, because I think COVID might have changed that slightly. But let's move on. If Chancellor Merkel was to leave office today, what type of Germany would she be leaving behind? And I think that dovetails with my question here earlier.
Yeah, exactly. First things first. Merkel is still, first of all, immensely popular with voters, even though she's stepping down this year after the 15 or 16 years, if you will, that you mentioned in power. It's quite unusual for a leader to leave while still popular. Well, to get back to your question, she will leave behind a Germany that is now a major player in global politics compared to 16 years ago when she became chancellor. And on the international scene, she has played her cards pretty well. Just last evening, Chancellor Merkel and U.S. President Joe Biden spoke by phone discussing the security situation in Afghanistan and Ukraine, as well as the COVID pandemic. Yeah. So Germans are really happy with what she has done, her influence worldwide, knew no borders. And you remember that her influence played a big role in the election of her former defense minister, Ursula von der Leyen, to head the EU Commission. So on the international scene, she has done really her job well. But at the moment, was she to leave at the moment today, well, the Germans wouldn't be so happy about the current situation. I mean, the COVID pandemic, the lockdown, the businesses that are still locked up. But well, in the midst of all this, she won some kind of support to do things, I mean, I should say temporary powers from parliament to enforce coronavirus lockdowns in areas with high infection rates. This will be up for debate or for voting next week, but should that bill, be passed of a kind of emergency break, I mean, then you will see how powerful this woman, Angela Merkel, has been. And I will say that without fear or favor, that she will bow down as one of the greatest chancellors that Germany has ever had.
Now, how concerned are Germans that their leaders are, basically wrangling and about who should be next chancellor rather than actually focusing on the issues that directly affect the country?
From the ordinary eye, it might be easy for you and I to choose from two candidates if it was a case in Africa.
Yeah.
But here in Germany, it's not the case because party stalwarts at the highest level are often in charge. Now, despite the repeated calls for a quick solution to the deadlock, including from the candidates themselves, Laschet and Zuda from Bavaria, your favorite state, opinions are still split over after a series of initial meetings. But I should say that the recent opinion poll shows that, people would prefer Zuda from Bavaria, who would be the first chancellor, by the way, from that side, over Armin Laschet, who's Chancellor Angela Merkel's favorite, because Zuda is kind of likable, in the eyes of before the public. But at the same time, if I get back now to the real issues, Germans have expressed frustration and confusion in recent months, and this week they're really unhappy that these guys, the leaders, will choose bickering over who's to replace Angela Merkel than addressing the real issues affecting them. Because as we speak now, there are fears that a lockdown could be slowly loading.
Yep.
As we speak now, people are frustrated about the COVID-19, issues and the pandemic and the stay homes. I have a son who's not so happy, studying from home with a computer. He wants to go back to school and studying the same class with his friends. So now, if personally, as someone living in Germany, I should say I'm less concerned about whoever replaces the chancellor. What I really want is kind of, a clear way, a clear strategy of the issues affecting me and my family, of how to handle the pandemic, rather than who will replace chancellor or who will not replace her. I don't care so much, but rather, how can my family be happy amidst all this coronavirus pandemic?
Absolutely. And isn't that just life in general, whether we're talking business, our personal lives, whether we're talking politics, it's about the human beings at the end of the day, isn't it?
Exactly. Because, even the Bavarians and many Germans want, this whole thing, to get away. They want these leaders to sort out themselves and then really focus on the issues. Like you said, businesses open. And, we have neighboring countries here, like Brussels has already announced that May 8th, they'll open up. The UK has kind of opened up. So many Germans thought that their leaders will have also a strategy for them also to open up and enjoy bits of the sun, drinking coffee, drinking their beers and all that. But that seems not to be the case anytime soon. Yeah. So they're not really happy. They want these guys to talk issues that affect them directly.
You know why I like Bavaria, eh? You can guess.
Of course.
The number one reason, of course, Oktoberfest in Munich, which doesn't take place in October and hasn't, I don't know if it's going to be taking place anytime soon. I mean, there's also, I think it's called the Pinakothek in Munich as well, the Alte Pinakothek in Munich, where you get to see the work of the old masters. I love that as well. The Deutsches Museum in Munich as well. And it's a beautiful place.
Yes, it's a beautiful place. It's one of the most beautiful places in Europe and maybe even perhaps even in the whole world.
Yeah, there's a place called Eagles. I think it's called Eagles Nest, and you can hike. And
yes.
You can do. Oh, anyway, now I want to come to. I want to move to Germany. Okay, you're gonna have to find me a job at DW Isaac.
You promised me one at Cape Talk, at Cape Town,
hey?
So we will work together, don't you?
Isaac, always a pleasure chatting to you, my friend.